The wonderful, wonderful power of prayer. How many people here have we prayed for and you've been healed? Thank you, Jesus. The things that we've brought to the meeting and we prayed for to the services, and God has heard and answered our prayer. I have a testimony, and that is that I had a serious prayer burden, as you well can probably remember, when Christian went down to this internship. And I was very concerned about him, and because he was going to be in with the hotel crowd, because he's in hotel and restaurant management at WSU, and he was going on an internship. And I didn't have any clue what he'd get into down there. And we prayed, and you joined me in prayer, and your prayers worked. He got into Tommy Barnett's church, and honest to goodness, into the youth group down there, and he loved it. He got totally involved. His friends are all strong Christians. We're all strong Christians down there. They embraced him and took him in. And I am so thankful and so grateful. It was like he walked through the fire. And because of our prayers, it put a shield up around him. And he walked through that fire untouched. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful, because there were temptations. But he wasn't interested in the temptations, because his eyes were fixed on Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that there were good, vibrant Christians down there that he was able to associate with. But I believe it was because of your prayers that he made it through untouched. Thank you, Lord. The verses for today, I looked at it and said, yes, this is an easy one. This is great. That's the first one. I'll read it out of King James first. And it says, "Thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee." Wow. Psalm 119, a great psalm, of course, goes on forever, but it's good stuff. It's good stuff. "Thy law is my delight." What does it mean to have his law as our delight? It means, delight in Hebrew means enjoyment, pleasure. His law is my pleasure. It's my enjoyment. It means to fondle. Well, I said we have Bibles this year that we could, some of us, those green ones were so nice. Yes, we could touch those and fondle them. That's not the idea. The idea is that we want to take his law so close to us and hold it and touch his law and associate with his law. It means to amuse and to play with. How interesting. How many times do you pick up the Bible and his law and think, I'm going to play with this today? It's fun to do that. It is absolutely fun. Get into the scripture and let it amuse you. Let it give you pleasure. Let his law. And can you imagine how that delights the Father? When you give your children a gift, do you want them to enjoy it? Or do you want to just say, oh yeah, thanks, and walk away from it? No. No, he gave us his word, and he wants us to bundle it. He wants us to be with it. He wants us to have total enjoyment. So thy law is my delight. That even makes us smile as we think about it, as we think about him, because the word, his law, reveals him to us. Amen. And then it says, let my soul live. What does it mean to live? It means to be revived, to nourish up, to preserve or quicken us. Duh, that's exactly what we want. And if we're in his law, then our souls will live, because we'll be living and we'll be having the Holy Spirit right there to convict us, to encourage us, to take us on and nourish us. And then what does it mean? And it shall, meaning our soul, shall praise thee. Which word does he choose for this? Which Hebrew word? Which kind of praise this is? It means to be clear, to shine. My soul will shine. It'll shine thy law. It'll shine you. I will reflect you, Lord. It means to rave. If I do this, then my soul will be revived, and I shall rave even foolishly about you. To celebrate, even a deeper meaning, my soul shall be given in marriage to you. I love it. I love it. Is that a good one? Good verse. Thank you, calendar writer. I like that. Let's stand, and I put together the New King James and the Message. The first part is from the New King James, and the last is from the Message. Let's say it together as we go into worship. And your law is my delight. Invigorate my soul so I can praise you well. Let's praise him well.